Bear with me. I've got to tend to a few items first. Get myself organized, get my drink ready, because I am parched, a little bit scratchy in my throat this morning. Told you I feel a little bit weak today. Kind of tired. When I am weak, He is strong, and I'm going to stand on that promise. Pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because that's where strength comes from. We at this church, whether you're familiar with this with us or not here, but at this church we believe in the Bible. We believe in all the Bible, the whole Bible, and all throughout the Bible, the oil, the anointing of oil represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I am praying, Lord Father, that You would anoint Your message today, that You anoint the words, that You anoint Your Word, that, Father, that You would speak, that I would get out of the way, that people, that we would hear a word directly from You, not through this man standing here in the front, Father. It would be Your Word, that You would speak to us, that You would speak to our hearts, whatever it is, Father, You need for each and every one of us to hear. Father, it is so amazing how I can preach Your Word and people will come up to me and say, that hit me right here, and here's what it was, and it's different. This person heard something different than this person. Father, thank You for the comfort in knowing that it doesn't rely upon me totally, Father. This is You. Have Your will, have Your way in this place today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11 says this. You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in Your presence, with eternal pleasures at Your right hand. I love this passage because it says some things that the Lord does for me that are not my responsibility. It says, You make known to me the path of life. You do. You fill me with joy. But there's kind of like a little caveat there. You fill me with joy in Your presence. In Your presence. I will dare say that outside of the presence of God, there is no joy. With eternal pleasures at Your right hand. The stress, the strain, the busyness of this modern day life and the society we live in have developed a certain unique medical condition that doctors are calling anhedonia. It's a Greek word, anhedonia. A lot of our medical terms come from either Greek or Latin, and they're because it's been around a long time. But this condition, anhedonia, it's a medical term that speaks of the increasing number of people who are losing the ability to find pleasure in the things that they used to like. It's a lost ability to be happy. They relentlessly pursue pleasure and cannot find it. It is a numbing of the senses. It's a dulling of the mind. Anhedonia, again, is a Greek word made up of two Greek words. Anna, meaning without, and not like you, Anna. Honey, you're certainly with, okay? Anha, meaning without, and dona, meaning pleasure. Without pleasure. And that's this medical condition. The doctors have identified three areas where this anhedonia is manifested itself with the greatest impact. The first area that they've identified is socially. These people that struggle with anhedonia socially, they find no pleasure from relationships. There's something missing. They're not able to connect. They're not able to, maybe it's because of a trust issue or whatever reason, but they have no pleasure from relationships. The second area that they've identified where this anhedonia rears its head most effectively is musically. These people would say, you know, I've heard so much, nothing moves me anymore. I think about our worship in this area. We can become affected by this anhedonia in our worship. Typically, when we think of worship, most of the time we think of something that involves music, and we stand and we sing, or we sit and we sing, we clap our hands, we stand still, we wave a flag, we do whatever. But that is what that's what we most often identify with worship and with music. And to find no pleasure in that would be terrible. But it's true. And some people are afflicted with that. But it's not just because they don't like music. It's because week after week here recently, I've been telling you, don't just sing the words on the screen. Don't just look up there and read the words and mouth them and make a joyful noise with your heart and all that. There's more to it than that. The words mean something too. You gotta feel them. That's right. You gotta genuinely, sincerely, honestly speak those words as if it's a prayer to the Lord Almighty Himself. The third area they've identified where this anhedonia has manifested itself with the greatest impact is sexually. It's a numbing of the senses, a dulling of the mind. People search out all these different areas to find and get pleasure. What is anhedonia? Something you cannot find pleasure in that you used to like. This condition causes people to seek out more and more stimulation in order to find the result they're looking for, which is pleasure. Drug addicts are familiar with this condition. Okay? They call marijuana the gateway drug. You know why they call it the gateway drug? Okay? It introduces people to a feeling that they either like or it dulls their mind so they don't care what they're feeling. Right? But it takes more and more to replicate that feeling. Okay? Eventually, they have to seek out harder substances to achieve that same feeling. And it turns into an endless pursuit, each time needing more and more stimuli to achieve the goal. Now, it's easy to look at somebody that is addicted to drugs and see that pattern in their life. It's if they've progressed or regressed, if we might say, to harder and harder substances, and that their life is certainly drastically changing because of that addiction. But it's not just drugs or alcohol. It's other things. It's pornography. It's the whatever other addiction. TV, okay. It's lots of different things. It could be involved anything. This stinking iPhone. Some of you are addicted to your iPhone. I say y'all. Some of us are addicted to our iPhones. Got to have more and more and more and more and more and more and more. And what happens is, I mean, it's easy. Let's go back to the drug addict again. It's easy to see that a joint, a reefer, of whatever they call them these days, I don't know. I've never had experience with it, so I can't tell you firsthand. But to them, an occasional thing is no longer good enough. It becomes more occasional. It becomes more occasional. Okay? The same is true with any other addiction you can think of. In the pleasure center of our brain, the way we experience our joy or pleasure, it's because there's something that chemically happens up in our cranium, up in our brain. Dopamine is released. It's a chemical that's in our brain, and it's released. And when the dopamine comes, is released and it floods over, we experience pleasure. Joy. That can, it doesn't have to be a physical substance. Emotions drive dopamine discharge from time to time too. But as we become overstimulated in the society we live in, it takes more and more and more to cause that effect in our brain. the writer of Jurassic Park, I read an interesting comment this week. The writer of Jurassic Park was asked why he did it so over the top with this movie. His reply was that in other generations, people wanted to be educated. They wanted to be enlightened. But this generation wants to be entertained. The greatest fear of this generation, he goes on to say, is not disease or death, it's boredom. I mean, look around. People can't go to the bathroom without an iPhone. We have TVs in every room. We have TVs in our cars. We have Wi-Fi everywhere. We have unlimited data plans. And if you don't have one, you wish you did. We have auto updates of the scores of our favorite team that come straight to our inbox, and we get a ding on our phone. We can go, oh, LeBron James scored another basket or whatever, whoever it is. Somebody scored a goal in soccer, baseball, football, swimming, anything and everything. We get these instant updates. Our favorite team. We get the lights, the smoke, the mirrors. Am I right? Okay. People are afraid if they get still, they'll go nuts. What am I going to do when I have to be in the bathroom for 4.5 minutes and I don't have my iPhone? Honey, bring me my iPhone. We're afraid we're going to just go crazy. But God says, be still and know that I am God. Now, I'm not preaching against technology today, okay? I like technology. There are plenty of areas where the technological advances have improved our lives. However, if we're not careful, we will dull our minds to the point that we miss experiencing God because we never get still. There becomes no room for God because of the overload of stimuli we get from this world. Is the Lord in this place today? Is He here? Where? Our verse tells us that He will fill me with joy in His... Are we in the presence of the Lord? He will fill me with joy in His presence, with eternal pleasures at His right hand. If we're not careful, we will come. And the Spirit of God does not affect us anymore. We've become desensitized. What used to move you in this church will no longer move you. What used to touch you will no longer touch you. You'll find yourself just going through the routine, living a life of a believer, but missing out on the abundant life that God has promised to us. How long has it been since you felt that something go up your spine? Just because you're in the presence of the Lord. Some of you may say, well, I've never felt that. Then you need to get still. Shut it off. You, right now, are in the presence of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of the universe, the Creator, the Sustainer, the Savior of your soul. And if that doesn't turn you on, then you're either dead or you're lost, or you just don't care anymore. And if you're dead, there's nothing I can do for you. I'm sorry. But it looks like you're all breathing right now, at least for the moment, okay? If you're lost without Christ, I can introduce you to Jesus. And if you just don't care anymore, you can repent. You can come back to your first love. You can recognize His presence. And you can experience joy like never before in your life. He's here. Right now, He's here. Just tell Him. Cry out to God. Say, Lord, I need You. Lord, I want You to be center stage. I want You to take priority in my life. I want to spend time with You. Tell Him that. Say, Lord, I want to spend time with You. Tell Him that you refuse to let the things of God become mundane. You refuse to let them become routine. You refuse to let the things of God become bland in your life. It can be spiced up. And the Holy Spirit can spice it up for you. Tell Him that every time you have an opportunity to worship, that you'll worship Him in spirit and in truth and with genuine, authentic gratitude for what He's done for you. I love when Haskell prays. Almost every time he prays, he says, "Lord, we thank you for the work that you did at the cross. Thank you for the work that Jesus did." That in itself is enough to stand and praise God for all of eternity just because of what Jesus did for you and for me. Something that I could not do for myself. Jesus took care of that for me. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12, Elijah is on the mountain. And the Lord said in verse 11, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord." Ooh, how many of you could stand to be in the presence of the Lord like that? "For the Lord is about to pass by." Some of you, that would frighten the daylights out of you. But what is so different about what Elijah was experiencing there and the promise of the Holy Spirit here in this place today? He says, "The Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. King James Version says a still, small voice. Elijah found himself sinking in a life without pleasure. This is the same guy who called down fire from heaven. The same guy who prayed that it would not rain. And it did not rain for years. And then he prayed, "Lord, let it rain." And guess what happened? It rained. Defeated the prophets of Baal and slaughtered them. This guy had some spectacular, momentous occasions in his life, right? And here he is, living a life without pleasure. He was in depression. And he thought that the big spectacular thing would get him out of this depression. So the great and mighty wind came, but God was not in the wind. The fire fell, but God was not in the fire. The earth shook, but God was not in the earthquake. None of these spectacular things brought the presence of God. But then the Bible says there came that still, small voice, that gentle whisper. That's what's missing. That's what's missing. We see spectacular. We see and sometimes we seek out the spectacular. We want to go to this conference. We want to go to that. I want to hear this person sing. I want to meet this person in person. I want to get the spectacular. I need to go and worship at that place because that's where the Lord is. And we seek out the spectacular, but folks, what we miss out is it is in a still, small voice. You can be so busy. Even busy about the right things, folks, that you miss out on the joy that comes from the Lord. Because we're looking for God in the spectacular. And we don't make time, or we're too desensitized to recognize that still small voice. There may be somebody here today who's resisted for whatever reason for so long. Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's fear of embarrassment. I can't go down and talk to the preacher in front of everybody. Somebody will think there's something wrong with me. Well, everybody knows there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with everybody. Amen. Sometimes we just need to get off our high horse We're all in the same boat. We all got problems. We all got issues. And most of it sometimes is more than we can handle. Afraid of what somebody's going to think about me. Maybe it's a fear that God may ask you to do something that's out of your comfort zone. I want to ask you to name something in your mind. Just name something in your mind that is great and lasting that was born out of comfort. Anything that was born out of comfort, that was born out of easiness, that was born out of just kicking back and chilling out and relaxing, and all of a sudden, boom, there it is, great and lasting, that's just like eternal. And folks, it's not how it works usually. I cannot think of anything of value that doesn't cost something. Maybe you've resisted the Lord for so long that you've built up this hard shell like a big old turtle around you. You can knock on the shell, scratch the shell, rub the shell a little bit. The turtle doesn't even recognize it. Maybe that's you, and you've built up this hard shell around you for so long, you've become desensitized even to the Lord. If that is you, I'm glad you're here today. This service is for you. You can shuck the shell. God is here. According to His own promise that where two or more are gathered, He'd be there. He's here. He has been here. If you're not hearing from the Lord, it's not His fault. God, I can't see you. I can't hear you. What's wrong? I can't understand. I'm not hearing you. I'm not feeling it. I'm not. God says, I'm here. I've been here. I haven't gone anywhere. It's not His fault. We need to do something. We've got to turn around. We've got to fall on our face. We've got to get on our knees. We've got to cry out to the Lord of the universe and say, I'm missing it. I have gone astray. I have moved. I have left. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Thank you that you never left me. We just no longer recognize that still, small voice of the Master. Maybe it's because we've become too desensitized. Maybe it's because of the stimulation overload. Maybe it's because we're looking for God in the big and flashy things. Maybe it's because you're waiting for Brother Mike to say the magic word that's just going to change your heart. I'm sorry, folks, I don't have them. God does. It's not magic. But do you hear Him? That's the question. Are you in His presence? Now we can all say, yes, the Bible says where two or more gathered, God is there. Yes, so by default, God is here in this place because we're gathered in the name of Jesus Christ. So yes, God is here. I'm in His presence. Are you really in His presence? I'm not just talking about physically. I'm not just talking about that God is in this room and we're standing in this room, so yes, we're in the presence of God. Are you in God's presence? There's joy in God's presence. There's pleasure in God's presence. Do you hear that still, small voice calling your name? What is He saying to you? To some, He may be saying, come, follow me. To some, he may be saying, come back. Come back to me. For some, He may be saying, what are you waiting for? For some, He may be saying, you've been making it all about you. In the grand scheme of things, you don't matter that much. You've been deceiving yourself. I am the great I am. And I last forever and ever. Do I not matter to you? Folks, again, I'm not sure what is going on with you. Sometimes I'm not sure what's going on with me. God has not made me privy to y'all's conversations, you and him. Is there conversations between you and him? You know, a conversation is a two-way conversation. Sometimes we make conversation one way. God, I need this, 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 and this, and I'd like you to do this, and bless me here, and bless me here, and bless me here. In Jesus' name, amen. And that's our prayer life. Some of you, God, thank you for the food. Amen. And that's your prayer life. Maybe it's time for you just to come to the altar, get on your knees, and shut your mouth and say, God, talk to me. I want to hear the still, small voice that will let me know that I am in your presence, that I may find pleasure beyond belief. You want to know the secret to living a life of joy? Get in God's presence. Get in God's presence. I want to ask you to stand. I'm almost done. I'm fixing to wrap it up. I want everybody just to bow your heads, close your eyes, do whatever you need to do there. I want to ask you this question. Nobody looking around. Everybody's just kind of, if you don't close your eyes so you don't lose your balance and fall over, that's fine. Just look down. I don't want anybody looking around. But if you're here today and you think, you know what, I've been missing out on the presence of God for whatever reason in my life. Maybe it's because of some of those things Brother Mike mentioned. Maybe it's because of something else. But I've been missing out on the presence of God and missing out on the joy that He has to offer. If that's you, just raise your hand real quickly. Nobody else is looking around. Okay. I want to pray for you. You can put your hands down. I want to pray for you. Father in heaven, there are people in this room that say to you right now, I have been missing you. And Lord, I want to come back. I want to experience your presence. I know that I'm in this room and the Bible tells me that you're here, but there's just something that's going on and I'm not feeling it. I'm not seeing it. I'm not hearing it. And Lord, I want to. And they're crying out to you right now, Lord, desperately. I want to experience you. Lord, I'm glad they're here today. I'm glad they're hearing these words. Father, you haven't moved. You haven't left us. You told us you would never leave us. You would never forsake us. You would not leave us orphans. Father, if there's distance that's been created, we have moved. Oh, Lord, bring us back. Bring us back. Call us back. Tug on us. And Lord, if need be, meet us on the road to Damascus and get in our way and bring us back to you, that we may experience the joy of the Lord. There's my strength. There, I have found my strength. It's in the joy of the Lord. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, let me never leave your presence. Lord, may we cry out to you. Somebody in this room needs to get on their knees. Lord, somebody in this room needs to get on their face. Somebody in this room just needs to man up and step out of the aisle. Somebody in this room needs to just get right with you, Lord. Whatever that means, however that needs to happen, Lord, have your way in this place. Move today. Show us your glory. It's not always in the spectacular. We read about Isaiah where the temple was filled with smoke and the train of your robe filled the temple. And the coal to our lips. That's the spectacular. And sometimes you do that, but sometimes it's that still, small voice. Lord, speak to us today. Let us not be reliant on the spectacular. Lord, your still, small voice is more spectacular than any spectacular thing we could imagine. Let us experience that, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. This is... your time. I would love to have the opportunity to pray with you. I would love to pray with you. My wife, Rebecca, will be coming here shortly. We would love to have the opportunity to pray with you. The altar is open. It's already being used. This is your time. You do what you need to do.
Offering all of me. music fades, and all is stripped away, and I simply come. I'm just to breathe something that's a word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things have been. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of your strength, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, when it's all about you. King of endless world, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. Sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. When the music fades, and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to be something that's a word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made, and it's all about you.
This song, I think, kind of sums up the message. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Lord, it's all about you. It's all about you. When the music fades and everything is stripped away, There you are. When all the spectacular is gone and over, there you remain, Lord. So I'm going to come back. I want to focus on that that is eternal, and that is you. May I clear the distractions. And that's not easy to do sometimes. It's not just as easy as putting down your phone, turning off the TV, locking the door, hanging the do not disturb sign on the door. It's not that easy all the time because our mind runs. And our minds work, and they keep working, and they work overtime. You can't go to sleep at night when you lay down because your mind keeps working. Come on, can I get an amen? But you can ask the Lord and tell Him this song. Well, I'm going to ask us to sing this chorus just one more time, because may that be our prayer today. Lord, it's all about You. I'm coming back to what matters. I'm coming back to what is right and what is true and what is eternal. And it's all about You. It's not about the flash. It's not about the spectacular. It's not about the big, fuzzy, warm feelings that I get, Lord. It's all about You. It's all about You. I'm coming back to that. Sing this chorus one more time. Let this be your prayer to God. And say, make this happen in my life.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus. I'm sorry.
May that be the prayer of our life today. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things that I've made it. I'm sorry, Lord, that I've been looking for You in the spectacular. I'm sorry, Lord, that I get upset when I go to church and I don't get the warm, fuzzy feeling. And I walk out of church and I didn't get anything. And I know, Lord, Your first response back to us would be, you didn't get anything. What did you put into it? Like the old computer saying, garbage in, garbage out. Nothing in, nothing out. Oh, Lord, help us to put into it. If we want to receive, Lord, we know that You're good and You're going to give us. But, Father, let us give. Let us give You our heart, give You our life, give You our worship. It's all about You. It's all about You.